Now Brother Dwight Heath will present the part Pursue Righteousness by Fleeing from Materialism.
Paul's admonishment to pursue righteousness was prefaced with the words, flee from these things. Let's take a look at it. 1 Timothy 6, verse 11. I encourage you to turn there, please. 1 Timothy 6, verse 11. It says, however, you, O man of God, flee from these things, but pursue righteousness, godly devotion, faith, love, endurance, and mildness. So what are these things that the man of God is to flee from and to pursue righteousness? Well, let's go back to the first part of verse 9. But those who are determined to be rich, so flee from that. First part of verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of injurious things. So we need to flee from the determination to be rich and from the love of money. Or we could say we need to flee from materialism. So Christians are to flee from materialism and to pursue righteousness and godly devotion and to seek his kingdom. What does it mean to flee from something? It's important that we know, because that word flee is used over 200 times in some form in the Bible. So we want to understand what it means. It means to take swift and drastic action. It means a refusal to linger. It means to make an urgent escape. It means running in the opposite direction of danger. So we get the idea then that fleeing is a rather quick response to get away from something, doesn't it? That's what it means. It is a decisive, resolute response indicating that the issue has already been made up in our minds. It's as if we've analyzed the situation. We've forecast what could possibly happen. And we know in our minds and in our hearts that if that ever presents itself, we're getting out of there. So to flee from materialism, brothers and sisters, means to take decisive action right now. Be prepared for when situations present themselves that could tempt us to fall victim to the trap of materialism. Now the nations, as we know, seek eagerly money, material things, the things that money can buy. And they put their trust in money. It's their security. It's their future. They're preparing now with money. But we, on the other hand, we flee from that idea. We don't look at material things as a security. But we trust in Jehovah to provide all that we need in our lives and to sustain us. Let's look at Matthew 6 and 32, please. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. It says, for all these are the things the nations are eagerly pursuing. Your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. So there is where our confidence is, knowing that our Heavenly Father knows that we need food, clothing, shelter. We need to be sustained in a physical manner, means that we will depend on Him for the necessities of life by pursuing righteousness, knowing full well that if we do that, He will provide the things that we need. People today in the world, as we see, are willing to sacrifice anything for the sake of material wealth. They give up that valuable commodity, time. They just throw it away in the interest of building a big bank account. They sacrifice their health to get ahead in the material world. And sad to say, people in the world will sacrifice their families for material success. and, as is evident, even morals. They're willing to do whatever it takes to get ahead in this material world. As Christians, however, we do not adopt that attitude. Rather, we follow the counsel in Proverbs 3, verse 9. Please turn with me. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. And it says there, in 3 verse 9 of Proverbs, honor Jehovah with your valuable things. And notice, with your first fruits of all your produce. If you look at the footnote here for 3 verse 9, it says, or with our very best. So rather than pursuing the material things for our own advantage, we give Jehovah our best, thus enjoying real security, not some imaginary security in our minds because of a bank account. We are confident that Jehovah's blessing us now, and we have, because of that, an unshakable hope for the future. No amount of material sustenance could possibly give us that. We have to be decisive in this matter, because Jesus made it very clear, we absolutely cannot slave for two masters. If it is our goal to pursue things of this materialistic world, we will not be pursuing righteousness and seeking God's kingdom first in our lives. So, let's make it our resolve right now to make a fast exit or flee from even the idea of materialism. Never would we want to take what belongs to Jehovah and sacrifice it for material gain, that fleeting security of this material system of things. Think about it this way. Making material things our God, or giving it first place in our lives, is tantamount to idolatry. Now that puts it in perspective, doesn't it? If someone were to ask us to bow down to something other than Jehovah, we would run out of there so fast we'd want to get that situation behind us. Well, we must flee from materialism with that exact same gusto so that we never fall victim to making it first place in our lives. How serious is this situation, brothers and sisters? Notice the thought, Matthew 13:22. Let's turn there. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. So let's look at just the last part of that verse, please, of Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. And the deceptive power of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Materialism is such a trap and a danger that it can choke our spirituality, resulting in unfruitfulness or spiritual death. And the word deceptive there shows that it just gives people a false sense of security. When we take a look at this world and see the mess that it's in and the instability of the material or the monetary system of it, where do we want to put our trust? In our bank account or in the grand creator, Jehovah, who can take care of our every need now and also give us a secure future? We want to take the time to think this through very clearly. We need to ask ourselves a couple of questions. Do I really have faith in God's promise in Matthew 6 and 33 that by seeking kingdom first, he will take care of us or take care of me? Where do I place my trust in the monetary system of this world, in possessions, or in Jehovah. Taking an honest look at ourselves in this area will prevent us from making decisions that we could very much regret, or worse still, making decisions that we can't recover from. Let's allow our love for God and our trust in Him strengthen our resolve to flee from materialism. Let's look on now and see how our brother handles a situation whereby he's offered a promotion on the job.
Hey, George, thanks for meeting with me.
Oh, I'm glad. I was wondering what it was about.
Oh, don't worry. This is all good news. George, you've probably noticed over the past few years we've had some exceptional growth.
Yes.
Well, just because oil prices are heading down doesn't mean we're looking to take our foot off the gas pedal. Yeah. In fact, quite the opposite. Actually, what we're looking to do is expand our overall branch network into new geographical areas and some new markets so that when things start to take off again, we're in a strong position to take full advantage.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And in line with that, we're going to need some people to step up. So when we think about these new branches, we're going to need some branch managers. And over the past few years, it hasn't gone unnoticed how diligent you've been in the office, how you've dealt with adversity. And when you're working in a group setting, it seems like you naturally seem to take the lead. So really great leadership qualities that way. So because of it, we think you'd be a great candidate for one of these positions. What do you think?
What's involved?
Well, I got to tell you, it's pretty exciting from a compensation package. In the good years, you could probably end up making double what you make today. And another plus is you'll get to travel a bit more. Go to some cities maybe you haven't seen, or maybe ones you don't get to visit quite as often as you would like. Give you a chance to get away from the old ball and chain, if you know what I mean.
Is our brother fleeing? Has he been resolved in his decision what to do in such a situation? Or is he lingering? What would it take for him to respond a little differently? Let's give him another chance.
Hey, George, thanks for meeting with me.
I'm glad to be here. I was wondering what it was about.
Oh, don't worry. And this is good news, let me assure you. George, you've probably noticed that we've been growing quite aggressively over the past few years.
Yeah.
Well, just because oil prices have gone down doesn't mean we're looking to take our foot off the gas pedal. In fact, quite the contrary. We want to expand our overall branch network into new geographical areas and markets so we can take full advantage when things start to pick back up again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So because of it, we're going to need a few people to step up into these new branch manager positions. Over the past few years, it has not gone unnoticed how diligent you've been, what great leadership skills you've shown, and just how you've been able to deal with adversity. So because of it, we'd like to consider you for one of these positions. Now, before you answer, let me tell you that the compensation package is quite exceptional. In the good years, you can make double what you're making now. It will require a little bit more travel, and it will require some overtime. But rest assured, this is going to be well worth it. This is going to help you provide for your family much better than you can today.
Well, thank you, Terry, for noticing all the hard work I've put in, and I really appreciate the generous offer you've given me. But you know, I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and I take my relationship with Jehovah very seriously. In fact, that's the most important thing for me. And you know what? The meetings that I go on Tuesdays, that for which reason I don't work overtime, they are really important because they help me maintain and sustain that relationship I have, which is very important. And in addition to mine, I also have the scriptural obligation to do the same thing for my family as well. And that is something I also take seriously. So if I should take on this new offer, it will be virtually impossible for me to do what I need to do for myself and my family as well. So because of that, I would rather like to turn down the offer at this point.
Was our brother ready to flee from the tempting offer? Yes, he was. He was already prepared in his heart and mind. Our decisions, friends, can have long-lasting consequences. The end of this system of things is so close. Let's pray for Holy Spirit to guide us away from spiritually unwise decisions and towards the success of always pursuing righteousness by fleeing from materialism.